Airman First Class Rhea Feltner on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, delays to PCS orders and breaking down barriers to employment. Each year, more than 400,000 service members make a permanent change of station, or PCS. Unlike temporary duty assignments, permanent change of station orders are generally 2 through 4 years, allowing personnel the opportunity to settle down and experience life in the local area.
The Secretary of the Air Force recently announced that the Air Force Personnel Center is experiencing a shortfall in the fiscal year 2023 military personnel appropriation budget. Air Force Headquarters is directing actions to be taken to avoid exhausting the funds, to include delaying projected PCS moves for some personnel. Chief Master Sergeant Jeremy Beasley, 31st Fighter Wing Interim Command Chief, explains what this will look like for individuals expecting the PCS this fall.
PCS moves are being placed on pause, not canceled, but placed on pause, and that's due to a shortfall in fiscal year 2023 military personnel appropriation funding. What that means to the families here is just be aware that some assignments are going to be delayed for up to 90 days. That doesn't mean they're going to be canceled. That just means they're going to be delayed. People are still going to move. They're just going to be a little bit later getting out the door than they expected to be.
Chief Beasley also shares that there are some exceptions to this policy, but members can rest assured that while their moves may be delayed, they're not canceled entirely. I'm Senior Airman Elijah Doherty, AFN News.
Breaking down barriers to employment. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. The Justice Department reinforced federal protections for service members and their spouses in a letter to state officials on July 14th. The letter informed state licensing authorities about Congress's recent amendment to the Service Members Civil Relief Act. It allows members and their spouses to use their professional licenses or certificates in new jurisdictions if they're relocating because of military orders and meet certain requirements. Attorney General Merrick Garland says service members and their families should not face unnecessary barriers to employment because of the sacrifices they make in service to the country. The letter explains the new portability provisions requirements for a license or certificate to be recognized under the law. It's expected to reduce the administrative burdens of moving. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Rhea Feltner.